Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back, and we have Miss All Natural, the apothecary lady, Miss Wendy Wilson. Go ahead and finish up, Wendy.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the wavelengths, the nanometers in your LED lights, the blue lights, 450 to 500 nanometers. And apparently the results of the study in Israel and in the United States is saying that these wavelengths affect our biological clock, you know, our circadian rhythm, and also it can produce other health concerns. So you have the natural melatonin, and it's an antioxidant. It has antioxidant benefits to the human body. So these lights can interrupt your antioxidants and melatonin levels. And they also said it could also put you at risk of developing cancer and cataracts. Now, I have been hearing a lot from people on both of those, but cataracts seem to be kind of blowing up lately. This is the research out of Israel. They said just as there are regulations and standards for classic pollutants, there should also be regulations and rules for pollution stemming from artificial light at night, end of quote. So your LEDs, this is how they say they affect your brain. It affects the melatonin, and you can have issues with mood swings, insomnia, behavioral changes, headaches, depression, dizziness, irritability, digestive problems, chronic pain, immune system suppression, increased risk of type 2 diabetes, increased risk of high blood pressure and heart disease, hormonal imbalances, premature aging, and cognitive decline. So, you know, this is some research on the LEDs that aren't really getting out there to the main media area. And they also did research on a competitor of the LED light bulb, and those are the HPS bulbs. Have you heard about those?
No.
These are, they call them halide bulbs. You're probably familiar. Very white, white light.
Halogen.
They use them in stadiums. You know, for
okay, yeah, halogen. Yeah, I didn't catch it right away, yeah.
Yeah. So now they find that these lights suppress the melatonin three times more than the LEDs. So those lights aren't any better. Let's see, Professor Abraham Haim and at the Research University at Haifa in Israel says, the current migration to white light bulbs will increase melatonin suppression in humans and animals. Israel will take the first step to require packaging of bulbs to list wavelength, for it is the wavelength that influences melatonin production, and it needs to be brought to the public's attention. So, and he's also saying that manufacturers of these bulbs can't say they're ignorant of all this information because he says they're not. So you got the wavelength issue with the nanometers. What light bulb would you guess would be the safest to have?
Probably the old-fashioned ones.
Yes, you are correct. Your old-fashioned incandescents are going to be the safest ones. They have longer wavelengths, 400 to 800 nanometers. Also, your full-spectrum light bulbs also are going to be a little safer than your LEDs and stuff. So full-spectrum bulbs, you can still find them. They have a blue, powder blue coating on the bulb, and it emits a light that simulates sunlight. So they tend to use them a lot in states where they get a lot of rain, like Oregon, where people get that seasonal affective disorder where they get, you know, depressed because the days get shorter when you get into the fall. So they put those lights out, and it lifts your mood. But there's one other thing about the LEDs that a lot of people don't realize. Here's a quote from Alan Dix, director of Computational Foundry, University of UK. He said that your LED lights have the capability to be used as a surveillance equipment. So he says, quote, if you have several LEDs, they can be used to make a rudimentary camera. Each LED light bulb uses a small array of LEDs to create a bright enough light, so this effectively becomes a very low-resolution video camera, but it's like a fly's compound eye. He goes on to say that it's not the green side of saving energy by automatically turning on lights on and off that is really making your local Port Authority excited. He says it's really the excitement that comes from your municipalities that install these lights, because they can surveil people, and they have software now that can analyze the movements of the inhabitants. He says law enforcement will also be using these and getting subpoenas to garnish information on surveillance where these lights are used. So they're installing these in public places like airports, train stations, and libraries.
Well, now I'm going to have to go home and tell my wife she's got to watch this program or listen in tomorrow as this program is replayed. Because if I go home and tell her we got to go back to the old light bulbs, she's going to think I'm not real bright myself, right? And so,
yeah, according to Darlene Storm, she's with Computer World. She says the LED light can spy covertly by listening and sending audio over 300 meters away to an eavesdropper. Your LED fixtures are the backbone of new surveillance systems and recording information. They are also being installed in your public places, and we mentioned that. So, yeah, so it's interesting to see something is, you know, really as innocent as a light bulb.
Alrighty. I've got to get those numbers out. Those numbers are 888. The phones have quit ringing. They have quit ringing. 281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Folks, we got to hear you. Now we want to say Dale in Michigan pledges 50. Thank you, Dale. Wendy, I'm going to play a clip, and this is with Tucker Carlson, and then after this clip, we're probably going to have to make a break in the middle of it because it's a little bit long, and give the phone numbers out again. So, folks, let the phones ring right now, and we'll have you guys give commentary on this clip. Go ahead and take her away.
The FBI has launched a full-scale purge of supporters of Donald Trump. That would be Joe Biden's likely opponent in the coming presidential election, and that purge has intensified significantly today. So Steve Bannon just said that yesterday alone, the FBI raided the homes of dozens of Trump allies. We want to get to the bottom of this story. He said that on the Charlie Kirk show today. We've been trying to run it down ever since. We reached out to Harmeet Dhillon, who says she's got some information on this. She's managing partner of the Dhillon Law Group. Harmeet, thanks so much for coming on. What is the truth?
Well, the truth is that a few days ago, a political reporter called several people and said, hey, have you heard or have you been served yet? The FBI is going to be serving 50 approximately search warrants and or subpoenas on Trump supporters. And then, you know, within 24 hours of that, three of our clients actually did either get search warrants or subpoenas. And these subpoenas are extremely broad. They're from the Capitol Siege section of the United States Department of Justice's D.C. office. And they ask for broad categories of documents. They ask for all communications dating from a month before the election until 2 months after the election. And they ask for all communications regarding dozens of people. And the categories are alternate electors, fundraising around irregularities around the election, and also a rally that happened before the January 6th situation at the Capitol, so the Save America rally that happened. And so basically, most of this activity, if not all of it, is protected by the First Amendment. And the United States Department of Justice is telling reporters about these search warrants and subpoenas before they're executed. There's no other explanation for this. And I think the reason for this is to instill fear into Donald Trump supporters and into those who would challenge election irregularities right before an upcoming election, Tucker. So this is really outrageous abuse by the DOJ, and it is illegal for the DOJ to leak this information to the media, Tucker.
Tucker Carlson goes scorched earth on the Biden regime as he exposes on live TV the list of names of those Biden is politically targeting. We're going to see precisely who the FBI has been raiding. We're going to see exactly why they're doing it. And make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video when I'll reveal why it's all too little too late. There's absolutely nothing the Biden regime can do to stop their inevitable demise. You're not going to want to miss this. Greetings, everyone. It's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So make sure you smack that bell and subscribe button. Before we begin, gang, especially in light of what we're talking about here, when did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic right? I mean, obviously, the censorship that's playing out right now at big tech companies and social media sites sets a very dangerous precedent, especially given how they can track our online activity. But what if there were a way that we could all fight back against that? Well, there is. And that's the one and only ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN enables you to hide your online presence by encrypting 100% of your network so no one can track your online activity. And the best part is how easy it is to use. It literally just takes one click to protect all of your devices. So let's stop allowing big tech to revoke our right to free speech. Why not revoke their right to your data instead? Secure your internet with the VPN I trust the most for online protection. Click on that link below or visit expressvpn.com/Turley to get 3 extra months free with my exclusive link. So don't wait. Click on that link below right now to learn more. All right, let's dive right in here, gang. Last Friday afternoon, I did a video commenting on Steve Bannon's claim on the Charlie Kirk Show that the FBI on that day alone were raiding homes of upwards of 35 MAGA officials. We now know who they were, and that's thanks to the amazing investigative work of Tucker Carlson. In fact, Tucker went a step further. Tucker actually obtained a subpoena issued by Attorney General Merrick Garland over the past weekend, and Tucker exposed this astonishingly brazen act of desperation by the Biden administration on live TV.
This is harassment on political grounds. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It shocks the conscience of everyone who sees it. But the number of people who see it is very small because it is not covered by any media. And it's not just happening to Amy Kremer. This show has obtained a subpoena from Merrick Garland's DOJ issued in the past week. And what it demands is both unlawful and without precedent in American history. The subpoena claims to be investigating, quote, any claim that the vice president and or president of the Senate had the authority to reject or choose not to count presidential electors. Now, keep in mind that any claim you make as an American citizen about electors, any claim you make about American politics, period, is protected explicitly under the First Amendment. That's our core freedom. It's why we live here. It's why we're proud to be Americans. It's why so many American servicemen died protecting our country. Those are the freedoms that they fought to preserve. That's why nobody prosecuted leading Democrats in 2016 when they sought to reject electors for Donald Trump. Right. It's why none of those people, including Kamala Harris, is now in jail. But right now, according to the subpoena that we have obtained, Merrick Garland's DOJ is demanding all communication from the following people on this topic. And let's be clear before we read their names that it is not clear what the investigation is actually about. And that's the most terrifying part. What is this? On what grounds are you demanding my private communications with people? They never say. But included in this precedent-breaking sweep of political opponents of the Biden White House would be former White House advisor Bernie Kerik, who is the former police commissioner of New York City, Boris Epstein, who is the current attorney for Donald Trump. At no time in American history has it been okay to grab the personal communications of someone's lawyer, because those are privileged. Not anymore. Matt Morgan, Justin Clark, Kenneth Chesbrough, Mike Roman, RNC official Joshua Finley, Trump attorneys John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, Joe DiGenova, James Troupas, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Victoria Tenzing, Cleta Mitchell, Bruce Marks. We could go on and on and on and on. The DOJ is now going after former White House official Stephen Miller, frequent guest on this show with a subpoena. Why? Well, it could be because Stephen Miller went on this network and said, quote, if we win these cases in the courts, then we can direct the alternate state of electors are certified. In other words, he didn't call for an insurrection, much less violence or a coup. He called for alternate electors to be seated if the court ordered them to be seated. In other words, he was following the constitutionally prescribed process post-election. He was doing what he's supposed to do. He was following the rules. But under Joe Biden, that apparently is now a crime. But
all right. So as you could see, that's a pretty astonishing list. And just hearing some of those names, you know, some of the more notable ones, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Boris Epstein, Bernie Kerik, Jenna Ellis, Joe DeGeneva. This is clearly, as Tucker put it, this is clearly a political persecution. This is the weaponizing of our legal system, targeting specifically key figures surrounding Joe Biden's most likely opponent in 2024. This is about as banana republic as we can possibly get. And I have to ask, where is Mitch McConnell in all of this? Where the hell is Lindsey Graham? Where the hell is Andy McCarthy, who's just dying to be the next Speaker of the House? Where's the GOP leadership right now? Why are they sitting so quietly as the Biden administration raids and persecutes Republicans? And where are the Republicans that are standing up and defending people like Lisa Gallagher, a New Jersey woman who did nothing more than voice her support for President Trump on Facebook? She woke up last month to the sound of three FBI agents showing up to her door, claiming they got an anonymous tip, a freaking anonymous tip that Lisa was at the Capitol on January 6th, despite the fact that she wasn't. Where are the Republican leaders coming out in defense of her? They're nowhere to be found. Are they really that level of swamp rat that they won't even defend their own? I mean, I could think of no more explicit reason why we see neocon rhinos as literally no different, fundamentally no different from the party of Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they may not be ordering the raids, but they sure as hell aren't doing anything to stop them. That's for sure. What's happening currently in Washington, D.C. is a phenomenon that's known as weaponized legalism. It's a technical term for the politicalization of the law, right? Weaponized legalism. A weaponized legal regime, which we now live in, thanks to the Democrats, thanks to the rhinos, and to the hopeless legacy media. A weaponized legal regime uses the law to deliberately undermine their political opponents, strengthen themselves and their allies, and threaten and intimidate anyone thinking of getting in their way. Those are the three main objectives for the weaponization of the law: undermining your political opponents, strengthening your own political power, and intimidating anyone else who might be thinking of getting in your way. And that is precisely what the ruling class in Washington, D.C. has become. They have become a weaponized legal regime that uses the law as a political weapon. Now, we may be asking, why now? Why is the regime adopting this radically partisanized posture? Well, the answer is very simple. Donald Trump is what happened. Donald Trump did what no viable political figure is ever allowed to do. And that is, he channeled and targeted mass popular resentment against the permanent political class. You see, the permanent political class has long used something called resentment politics to divide and conquer the populace. So for centuries, I mean, going all the way back to ancient Greece, the political class successfully deflected mass resentment away from itself by focusing instead on the threat of external enemies. Because, you know, like the external enemies to the polis or to the nation state or whatever, because external threats breed internal solidarity. But beginning in the 60s, particularly among leftist politicians, those under the influence of cultural Marxist sentiments that see racisms and sexisms and all kinds of phobias pervading society, they began deflecting resentment away from themselves by focusing on an internal enemy, an enemy that exists in the midst of us. And that's the source and perpetuator of all social evils and ills. And that's what made Trump so unique. From the moment he announced his candidacy, he laser-focused mass resentment back on the permanent political class. That's why they hate him so much. That's why they're so obsessed with getting rid of him. The good news in all of this is that there's simply no putting this genie back in the bottle. Come this November, we're going to have the single most populous Congress in our nation's history since the 1920s. And these are going to be brand new, you know, ultra MAGA Republicans who are playing for keeps. Now they'll have subpoena power. Now they'll be manning the oversight committees. Now they'll be investigating Joe Biden's involvement with Hunter's illicit business dealings. Now they'll be filing articles of impeachment, and not just against Biden, but against Merrick Garland too, the attorney general himself, the very one ordering these raids. So all of this is to say, gang, strap yourselves in. This is going to get real very, very soon. As always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe.
We are back, and folks, all right, there you go. We want to say Janice in Minnesota pledged 70. Susan in Michigan pledged 25. Ken in Florida pledged 50. And a different Susan in Michigan pledged 100. Thank you, thank you. Alrighty, wanted to say very quickly, tomorrow is Thursday morning, and Thursday morning, every Thursday, we always have our prayer breakfast at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and we gather together, and we pray for several hours, and I know there'll be a whole stack of prayer requests from you folks out there listening to us, so those of you, I just want you to know that when you send in your prayer requests, we do pray for you. We do pray for each and every one of them that comes in, and so I can't possibly read them all, but we have people that will read them and tell me what's in them. And then as we're at the table, then we pray for those folks. So, and if you want to call one in, it's got to be in by 8 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, we have to have your prayer request, and that number would call be 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. And, you know, don't call during the prayer sections because we're praying, and we don't answer the phone when that happens. Now, with that, Wendy and Joe, on all of that, what we just heard right there, we are definitely in a war right now, which we've been telling people for a long time, with the deep state, the Communist Party, and, I mean, we know that already they're planning on, doing whatever it takes to stop the election, and if they can't stop the election, they're already going after more, you know, coming out with more these drop around, you know, mail in ballots. They're already starting that to blue states. Total, complete, and even though they've been caught time and time again. And by the way, folks, we're going to have the 2,000 mules. We've already sent over 300 of them out. We're going to have more coming in. Lord's willing, they told us that they would be with us, and we'll have those, too, for a donation of $40 or more. But you really got to get people. Now, think about this, Wendy. They've sold over 22 million of them now, and if just two people saw each one of those, that means 44 million people have seen this, and they know about this, and that means that the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, were not able to stop us from getting the truth. So we know about the election fraud, and we know those at NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox News who were trying to convince us that there was no election fraud, that they were lying. And, of course, we expected that. And so there you go with that. What do you think?
Yeah, we got an interesting November.
We absolutely do have an interesting November. I wanted to say this, too. Here, when it came to your all-natural herbs, Wendy, eight top ways, the AMA, the FDA, and the CDC bury natural cures. Modern medicine is mostly dirty medicine because the serious health risks far outweigh any benefits that come from its use. The allopathic world of pharmaceuticals and vaccines is filled with nightmarish side effects and adverse events that come from allergic reactions, overdoses, even when taken as directed, permanent injuries, and death. Unlike natural remedies that rarely, rarely ever cause serious side effects, this is nothing new. In fact, for over a century, the U.S. regulatory agencies have buried natural cures for just about everything, and the doctors and scientists who promote them are banned from practicing medicine, and some even killed for it. That's right. There's been, over 90 naturopaths killed because they were exposing things that, you know, all of the horrible, horrible side effects of pharmakia. What do you think, Wendy?
Well, yes, I've heard some people were, you know, unexpectedly room temperature, and that it wasn't their time to go. But that's really nothing new, is it? I mean, Raymond Rife, who made the Rife machine, he was supposedly had the frequency to destroy cancer, and they removed him and burned down his lab. So, I mean, this is nothing new, is it?
Well, it's all about follow the money. Solomon says always, it's, you know, money answereth all things. There's always somebody out there that's going to get rich. And you know, and I have to laugh because, you know, you keep hearing people saying how Biden gave him $85 billion worth of military equipment to Afghanistan. Biden did not do that. He didn't give that. If you don't think that there was a whole lot of money coming back, streaming right back from leaving all that equipment there, that's the only way these people work. And you know that money goes into offshore banks, and they have plenty of ways of laundering it, but they don't give things away. And at any time, like with all of the money that they gave that Obama nation, you know, remember the boatloads of cash that he gave to Iran? If you think that there wasn't a whole lot of that coming back to Obama, just take a look at the way he's living. So yeah. There you go.
Yep, in 2 or 3 years, you become, almost a multi-millionaire. Doesn't really happen in reality unless you cheat. But, Pastor, you and I were a couple of the first people on radio to tell people that it was corruption within our government that was destroying our republic. It was the enemy from within. We were, I think, one of the first ones to talk about cultural Marxism on the radio, what it was, where it came from, how it got in, how it started changing through political correctness, through speech. All the way along, you and I have been the watchmen warning the people that this was happening. And it's been because of corruption. And now we're seeing, like you said, where's Mitch McConnell? Well, he's corrupt. Well, that's why he's not speaking up. That's why a lot of the other people, even the ones that we don't think are rhinos, are being quiet because they've either been bought off, they're intimidated, they're looking at him.
You wouldn't be mentioning Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham would be one. I'm trying to keep it short, but we've got this whole government, and a great deal of it's by corruption. And we've been begging the people for years, get involved in politics. Start electing God-fearing, Bible-believing people at your local levels, to be your congressmen, to be your senators, to be your county commissioners. I mean, this is, we're not trying to create a religious society, but we do have this republic, and it's a republic that's built on the rule of law, laws which do not change. Why? Because our country was based on God's Ten Commandments, laws that do not change. That's why everybody tries to say, our democracy. Oh, we're going to lose our democracy. We never were, the founders never wanted democracy. They called it mob rule. They called it dangerous. They had all kinds of bad things to say about it. So that's why they gave us a democratic form of government within the confines of our constitutional republic, those laws that cannot be changed. And what we're seeing is just lack of courage now. Either people are corrupt or afraid. And God is waiting for his people to have the courage of their faith, to stand up and rebuke what's going on, to reprove what's happening, to get out there and do something. This is an opportunity to lay up crowns and treasures in heaven, run to the battle, fight the good fight of faith. Somebody said, well, it's a political arena. Well, when the devil is controlling the government, it's our job to stop the devil. We don't want the devil educating our children. We don't want the devil making the rules for how we're going to live our lives. We want the freedom that we were given by Almighty God, and maybe we just might have to fight for it.
All right, very good, Jill.
Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
One quick observation about Lindsey Graham. You know, a lot of times, you know, body language can tell you a lot about a person. And if you watch Lindsey Graham, even when he's on talk shows or morning news shows and stuff, and he's asked a question, when he's about to finish his answer, he has this weird stiffening of his shoulders. It's almost like a shrugging motion, and he looks away when he does that. So a lot of times, you know, a lot of experts in body language say if they're going to look away and look down to the left, they're lying. You know, so I encourage people to watch this guy because you know
he looks
weird.
Away and looks to the left, doesn't he?
And he's weird, yeah.
Well, you know, here's what Lindsey Graham said, that pardons for January 6th protesters is a bad idea. Even those that have been in prison for over a year without a trial, they shouldn't be set free or pardoned. There you go with Lindsey Graham.
He should be put in jail, take their place, and see if he doesn't change his tune.
Well, Lindsey Graham is, you know, he wants to be on the winning team. He doesn't care who it is. You know what I mean? He's not going to be standing, you know, strong for anybody's side. Lindsey Graham is for Lindsey Graham.
All righty. Gail in Boston pledges another 100. Thank you, Gail. And so, 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line, too. And 888-677-9673. All right, let me see where we're at, because right now, we're still $3,980 short. We need $3,980. That's where we are, and we've got less than 20 minutes. $3,980. $3,980, folks. We got to hear from you. You won't be hearing from us. We're not having a good week this week, and I realize what's happening out there right now with the economy. One of the things that's happening, we're getting more and more letters and calls from people that are being evicted. They're being evicted out of their apartment. They're calling us, asking us if we can help them, okay? Then we're getting people are selling their cars. They're selling their cars right now because they're selling their cars to keep their electricity, their lights on. Haven't noticed, but the economy is getting worse every day. We are deep in a recession. NBC, ABC, CBS, and Joe Biden can lie about it till the cows come home, but we are deep into a recession, and it's been caused on purpose. And that's the reality.
And God has given us this platform of talk radio where we cannot be kicked off the Internet. We cannot be censored. We can't be canceled. The only way is when you, the listeners, we do the work, and it's your donations that pay our bills. And if you don't pay the bills, then we're off the air. That is the only way the enemy can win, is if you allow us to be silenced. It really, God is putting the fate of this ministry in your hands, whether or not we stay on the air on a station that you listen to or not. And like we've told people before, Pastor Ernie's been on the air about 50 years. No one has ever taken any money. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this thing going. We're in it for love of country and obedience to God who called us to come and do this. All those that work with the ministry, we were called, and we're here out of obedience. And so it's really a partnership between you, the listeners, and those of us in the ministry. And whether we stay on the air is, God is saying, it's up to the Christians out there listening. It's up to you.
All righty. We have Carl, was it Gary and Camellia in New Jersey pledge 100. Thank you, Gary and Camellia. Again, credit card line 888-281-1110. Or you can call 888-677-9673. So we only have three sets left of Europe's Last Stand and America's Final Warning. There's two DVDs to come in here. And here, it's dividing a family, it's dividing the church, and it's destroying the nation. The Gay Agenda by Dr. Ronnie Floyd. Folks, it's a powerful, powerful book. And we're asking for a donation of $20 or more for this book. And so there you go. And we have for Miss Wendy Wilson with her. I really encourage you to get this catalog. Wendy, I've got a very, very full stock of your natural medicines for thing because they're much better than drugs. And we don't know what's going to happen this winter. We could go into, our grid could go down. We know that the opposition is going to do whatever they can. They want to stop the election. They want to stop the election. And the Biden regime is going full force ahead with pure communism. So, people, you really need to be stocked up. Tell them, Wendy.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I'm seeing it. People are, you know, starting to think about those things. And so there's been an uptick a little bit. You know, people, you know, with the economy, you know, things slacked off a little bit. And then now people are like, okay, let me have a case of that. You know, so people are like, you know, not doing onesies and twosies anymore. They're starting to think ahead.
Yeah, you know, we go out, we live by out there close to Amish country. So out in the Amish country, they have a lot of salvage stores. And see, people get the wrong idea about salvage things. They think that you know, they're damaged or something. They're not. In the salvage stores, what happens is, let's just say you have a case of something, a case of canned goods, and the case gets broken open. Well, they can't sell that then. At the regular price, so they put it out there and they let it go up for auction. And so the only thing is there's nothing wrong with the product at all. It's just cases were opened or this or that happened. And so you can go out and you can get really good deals at the salvage store. But usually we go in a store, maybe there's 6 to 8 people in there at one time. This morning there had to be over 30 people in there. People are stocking up because there's a sense, they're starting to understand, look, they're seeing the way it's going, and they're seeing that the Democrats are doing everything they can to completely destroy America, reduce us to third world status. And so people are beginning, they know that this could be a very, very long and cold winter, and they're getting prepared. And folks, I encourage you out there to do that, to be prepared. And one of the ways to do it is to call 866-229-3663, and that's, or go on the internet to thepowerherbs.com and get Wendy's catalog, and you'll see what she has to offer. All right, Felicia in New York pledges 100, Jan in Cleveland pledges 50. Thank you, folks.
Pastor?
Yes, sir.
I've got a article that kind of validates you and I and Wendy. Way back in the very beginning, we're talking about this vax. We called it the kill shot. Don't take it. And now there's a big article by Art Moore. CDC chief admits agency gave false info about vaccine safety monitoring. The VAERS reporting system says, well, there were about 31,000 deaths, about 1.4 million adverse events. Well, if you guys remember, way back in 76, some of us are older, the federal government, the swine flu vax campaign was shut down because 32 people died. That's the way they handle things. Oops, something's wrong. They shut it down. Now, in a letter made public this Monday, Walensky, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, whatever, acknowledged the CDC did not conduct a PRR, a certain report they were supposed to do, a analysis called proportional reporting ratio. Anyway, how common the adverse effect for certain drugs. And they've done a secret one, but the CDC won't release any of the information, the results. But anyway, it's come out there just saying, well, we were off, we made a mistake, and It's worse. So they're admitting there are big problems, and there are several groups now coming out. Physicians and scientists are saying, they were saying months ago that the true numbers are five times higher, but we've got a Columbia University study that said the figure should be 20 times higher than the VAERS report. And now we have Steve Kirsch at the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, along with a group of scientists and expert other in other fields, conducted a big analysis, and they said they looked at the rates that they found compared to theirs, and they said the true death toll from COVID-19 vax is 41 times higher than the VAERS report. So 41 times 31,000 deaths. And 31, that same time, 1.4 million adverse events. We have been proven everything that this program told you about that poison vax, how dangerous. The proof is now out there in three different sources. And another reason why the listeners should keep us on the air, somebody's got to be out there telling the truth, and you do it every night of the week.
You know, Joe and Wendy, you know, for all these years, I've been averaging, you know, between, when it comes to doing weddings, 1 to 3 weddings a year, okay? And when it comes to doing funerals, I've been averaging about 3 a year, okay? Joe, I've already, and Wendy, I'm already up to 8 already this year, funerals, already up on 8. And I'm talking to the funeral directors, and they're saying that they're working overtime. And yet, you got 500,000 people in this country have died, not from the COVID, but from the vaccines that have died. That's reality. We know that that's the case. And yet,
they're dying within 14 days of taking the shot.
Right. But you won't hear that and on NBC, ABC, CBS. All you have to do is look at, as you watch the commercials, this message was brought to you from Pfizer, right? That's all you're hearing. And so people are going out and, you know, they're paying to be lied to, and it's killing them. They're dying in large numbers, but very few people in this country.
More people than happened with the Nazis with the concentration camps. I think by the time this is over, there'll be as many people worldwide died of the vaccine as...
Many more times, I think. Many times more, yeah.
I didn't want to exaggerate too much, but, you know, think about it. Walensky came up, told Ron Johnson that the agency has given out false information about the vaccine safety and monitoring, and she's made all kinds of excuses, but it's funny, but they will not release the data that they have, the new data. So that tells you something right there. They can't release it because it would be so awful. These people are guilty of murder. They're
absolutely
guilty of mayhem, crippling other people. And there are people that have taken this that we've told them in 3 to 5 years, more and more people will die long-term heart problems after the vaccine. If it didn't kill them then, 3 to 5 years, more and more people are going to...
Joe, Wendy, I've got to give the number out. We only have 8 minutes left in the program tonight, and we're nowhere near our goal. And so
goals, yeah.
The number is 888-281-1110. And that's the number you can use for credit cards, too, or 888-677-9673. Or folks out there, if you're just listening and you just would like to send us a donation in the mail, the address is WRWL 14781. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's 44065. Yeah, we're...
Because the church and the ministry are all in one big building, right?
Yeah. And we're, folks, we've been out there, And again, for 50 years, we've been bringing it to you. We have never, 50 years, not one time, not once in 50 years, compromised. We've never stood down. We've always stood up. All right, Jan in Cleveland pledges 50. Patrick in Ohio pledges 450. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Right, because, you know, God tells you what we are to give as we are able, is what it says. Basically, I'm, you know, saying, God said, you know, according to how you are blessed, that's how you give. And he also says that, and it was in Luke chapter 6, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. God promises if you are giving to his work, doing something that will glorify him, he said he will make sure you can continue to give. You've got God's word on it, that's all I can tell you.
All right, again, Patrick in Ohio, 450, and Chris in Georgia, 100. And again, we're closing in on it. We only got about 4 minutes left before we go into the and give the invitation tonight. So there you go. We definitely need to hear from you. Oh, by the way, you know what's happening here? Trump is going to hold a rally. President Trump is coming here to Youngstown on Saturday, and he's going to hold a rally. And they offered me tickets, but, well, I'm going to tell you, it's pretty hard for me to get away, to get over there. But anyhow, that's this coming Saturday, September 17th, and the rally is going to be held at, I'm trying to find the place right here, the Covelli Center. That's the Covelli Center. It's going to be held outdoors, and the Covelli Center can hold a minimum of 7,000 people. And so President Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, will hold a rally in Youngstown on Saturday 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So there you go, folks, and that's the Covelli Center. On the inside it can hold 7,000, but there's going to be
outside.
Yeah,
that was an outdoor event.
Yeah, so
there are going to be more people than the center can hold.
Yeah, he's had as many as 55,000 people come out to his rallies. That's a lot.
I would like to end our last story with, I think this is a bombshell. They, according to Bob Unruh, World News Daily, the FBI was paying people to steal the 2020 presidential election. Remember Igor Danchenko, the main source of the steal document? Well, guess what they found out? And they found out that he was a paid agent of...
Joe, we announced that months and months ago. We talked about that. That's not really
exactly
new.
Exactly. But what I'm saying, they're calling this big breaking news. That's how far ahead we were. We told people he was actually employed by the FBI. And so they paid the man to feed false information to, what's his name, that did the dossier. This was a report out of John Sullivan. But it's a complicated thing back and forth of what they did. They did a lot of fancy footwork. But basically, this Danchenko was a paid informant, and he was handing money to Steele, who produced the fake Russian document from a fake Russian, you know, agent, who was really an FBI agent. And at least now, according to Durham's got the goods on some of this, and Durham is beginning to understand what went on.
Yeah, well, you know what? Michael in Ohio pledges 3,000. Thank you, Michael. George in, I guess that's Brian, Pennsylvania, pledges, pardon? Okay, $50. Thank you. All righty.
Pastor Ernie's trying to read writing from three different people, and I've seen some of the handwriting. And
no, it's not handwriting. It's coming up over the screen. But what they're trying to do, they're trying to talk on the phone and at the same time put it up on the computer.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you get some misspelled words. But that's all right. So praise the good Lord. But now we are, thank you, thank you, thank you. That means we're only about $100, so short, about $150 of our goal. All we need is about another $150. It'll make our goal for tonight.
So praise. We sure could use your help because we were behind for two other nights, and we're going to be behind on the week. And, of course, we only do the fundraising one week.
How much time do I have? Okay. All righty. Hey, we are out of time for tonight, folks. Now, we're going to be here for a little while, so you can still call in for about another 10 minutes, and then we have to be out of here. So, anyhow, you can call in at those numbers at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All righty. Now, remember what we had read earlier about the sheep and when one goes astray? Folks, again, you have to understand the greatest source of truth in existence is God's Word, the Bible. It's already also the greatest source of authority. And this book right here is the Word of God. And what God says, God does. And again, we're back at the most important thing that you can ever do, the most important thing that you can ever do is repent of your sin and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Folks, there's not a million different ways to heaven. There's only one. The Lord Jesus made it very clear. Now, only God's Word, the Bible, gives you exact, with authority, gives you the exact history of man, the exact history of, complete from the beginning. Only God's Word, the Bible, because only God himself was around from the beginning. And it's the only source. I know people say, well, Christianity is just a religion. Yeah, it's a faith, but it's based upon the greatest and the only perfect source of truth in existence, and that's the Word of God.
Isn't it also basically not a religion, but a personal relationship with Jesus?
Right. So when it comes down to this, the bottom line, God's Word, the Bible, is the only way to the Father is through the Son. And folks, you will never, ever, ever do anything that will mean as much to you. And the day is coming for every one of you. If you're listening to me, you're alive. And the day is coming when you won't be. And believe me, everybody's going to die. It's not a tragedy to die. To die in your sin, well, that's a tragedy. You don't want it to happen. Jesus paid the price for you. He did all the heavy lifting. This is reality. And if you have not called upon the name of the Lord, see, we wait till the end of the program because we want the last thing for you to hear, to remember before you go to bed, is that you need. You might not wake up tomorrow, okay? So do it tonight. Repent. Pray to the Father. Repent. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and make him Lord of your life, all of your life. And you will be a new creature, a born-again believer, and indwelt with the Holy Spirit. We're out of time for tonight. Wendy, thanks for being here, Joe. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.